the Kiwis will knock spots off me and Jazza tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw them last year.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Some of you will recognise the noise in the background. And no, it's not a lot of cows. It's Max Boo all over again. It was mooing. Oh no, it's not. It's she's burrowing.
Silly Billy. You're not listening very attentively. They've been talking about shearing sheep.
I know. I was listening. I heard them saying about rolling fleeces and.
And then you still thought it was cows.
It sounded like a moo.
You're silly.
I am. So are you.
Not as silly as you.
So basically, this is a bit of a lazy Sunday morning. We keep meaning to go to church. It just doesn't really happen, does it?
No, although we did hear the bells, didn't we?
We did. So I hope there isn't a lightning bolt heading for either of us.
Probably not.
No.
Well, not today, anyway.
Yeah, well, maybe when it starts raining this afternoon.
Oh, maybe.
So having a lazy morning, listening to the Archers Omnibus. The Archers, dearest audio boo people who don't live in this country, is a everyday tale of everyday country folk, and it's all real. It's basically a documentary. And you can tell this if you run Fee's profile through I can't remember what it's called,
Twitter.
But it's not just Twitter. It's a Twitter service. An extra service thing. One of the things that works out your profile.
Oh yeah.
Fee has 3.5% from Ambridge, which is the village that all these people live in. Have you listened to all these episodes already, by the way?
No.
Oh, right.
I've missed quite a lot of them. I've heard this bit, but... How long do you think that will be? Otherwise, I'd be going, shh.
Oh, right, yeah, I suppose you would. Shh. So this is The Archers, and it's, for those who don't know, because everybody knows, really, it's on the glorious Radio 4.
Yeah.
Never to be questioned. What else can we say about the Archers?
Well, in this bit,
we'd appreciate that. Yeah, thanks.
Tony and Tom, have just been told by Alistair the vet that they've got a TB reactor in the cows, and they want to sell
bit,
the cows.
Which is a bit like a nuclear reactor, just
not. Why? Yeah, they're cows in this bit. We've been clear for years, Robert.
I mean, you don't really think it's TB, do you? Well, I hope not. But it doesn't matter what I think, does it? No, it's what the officer thinks that counts. Oh, it's going to be a long week if we don't hit till Monday.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's bad enough getting through last weekend. It's very Archers, that. It's going to be a long...
In other words, they can spin it out through a whole week.
Aren't we? And that was where the Monday episode would have gone. Yeah, except it would have been in tune, but hey, who cares about things like being in tune?
What? That was in tune.
Right, book of you. It was a musical.
It was the right tune.
Sort of. It just veered off a bit.
When?
After about three notes.
After about three notes.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got three notes. That's somewhere to start from, isn't it?
Yeah. You got the rhythm right.
What?
Changing key in the middle.
Changing key? Was I changing key?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. That sounds right.
Trust me, it doesn't.
Let's try again. Hang on, I can't get my lips together now. Okay.
You're kissing yourself.
No, that was a bit down, wasn't it? I can't get that. It's that one note. It'd be fine without that. Sounds a bit flat.
Yes. Oh, this is the new Clary.
I don't know about that. Still early days.
Yeah, of course.
Although she did buy a new dress yesterday.
Oh.
Talking about Pat's daughter.
She's been practicing her R's. Oh.
Yeah.
Why is there a new Clary?
Because the old one's
this is where you're
not in it anymore.
Yeah, why?
I think she wanted to spend time with her grandchildren or something.
Oh, I thought
the new one is apparently one who was in it from till about the early 80s.
What, as Clary?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clever.
Mm. You have remembered I'm going out.
They shouldn't be allowed to leave, really. They should have contracts for life. This is, by the way, as I said, a documentary, just they happen to occasionally swap people.
Yeah.
Particularly children.
Yeah.
Lots of child swapping going on in the Archers.
Lillian, darling, met Crawford.
Lillian, darling.
And they're a couple, isn't it?
In it. Yeah, he's been to prison.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago now.
For fraud,
yeah. Which gave her a chance to go and sleep with lots of people.
Well, she didn't actually until after.
Oh yeah, well she went halfway down the road of doing it.
Yeah. But then more recently she has been sleeping with his half brother.
What do you think?
That they found when because Matt was adopted, so he never knew his half-brother, he wasn't that interested, didn't want to see him anymore, but Lillian did.
You do realise that us talking about the Archers is probably the most blindy thing we've ever done on audio poo.
I don't think so.
Do you not?
No. No, I don't. Boo commute. Right, especially blind people. Come on, defend me here.
Well, you see, I never thought it was until somebody said to me, oh, isn't that a really blindy thing to do, listening to the Archers?
Yeah, one person said it.
No, yeah. It might have been somebody who's been discredited now, anyway.
Discredited? The source has been discredited.
It's true. Oh, I take it all back. It's not a blindy thing. There just happens to be lots of VI people who listen to the Archers.
SM2N must be blind as well, and he's not, I hope not, because he drives a car.
Yeah.
And he talks about the Archers to me, anyway.
Maybe it's correlation, not causation. It's a bit like audio boo.
Pardon?
It's a bit like audio boo. You know, just because lots of VI people use it doesn't mean that it's a VI thing.
Yeah.
Well, sorry everyone for talking over the Archers. I should just let you listen, really, shouldn't I?
Puss cat.
I got bored with the paperwork. This sounded much more fun.
Just have come with me. It'd be much easier.
I'll tell you the truth. I was hoping Brenda might have been able to stay on and give me an and.
An and. What's an and? I'm going to go and feed the doggy walk.
Okay. You going to finish the
morning? I will. On the way. Or something.
And then I can listen to the Archers. Without you talking over the top of it. I've heard this bit.
I might have a bath then. Would you object to me having a bath?
Oh, hugely.
Hugely.
What, you mean you're not all dressed and ready?
No. I mean, yes.
I am, of course.
Are you?
Of course.
Are you? I've got to get undressed.
For your bath?
For my bath. Smells vaguely of incinerated falafel in here. Fans! Big doggy woggy woggy woo! How would you like your breakfast? In a bowl? I've got to do the washing up. Oh dear, it's bad. Like a proper bomb site this. A proper one. See, I thought I could get away with doing it in here, that I wouldn't get criticised. I thought I wouldn't get criticised if I did it in here. All right, for these musical people. All right then, Houndy. There you go. Off you go. Yes, but I'm about to stop it. Goodbye, Booniverse. Oh, don't you get to say goodbye? Yeah, you can say a goodbye. Say goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, little weed. Bye-bye.
Silly.
Yeah.
Very silly.
I am. Are you saying goodbye, then?